All right, okay, so good morning, Chanukah Sameach. We are on, we Masechet Shvuot, Daf Tet Vav. Okay, Tet Vav, Tet Vav. We're going to start off quickly at the bottom, the second last line of Daf Yudal Amud Bet. So we saw in the Mishnah, which we just discussed now again, in that we said, Echad HaNichnas LaZara, V'Echad HaNichnas LeTosefet HaZara. So now the Mishnah is discussing whether you're going to the HaZara, because then we're talking about going in Tameh, or becoming Tameh in the HaZara, like we saw yesterday. So now the question is, where is the HaZara? Where is the area that you aren't going to go into? And the Mishnah gets a bit sidetracked, and says, HaNichnas LaZara, or Nichnas Tosefet HaZara, and then it discusses how you enlarge the ear, and what you need to have for the ear, the king and the Navi, and the Urim V'Tumim, etc. So the Gemara says like this, where do we know all of this from? Right? Where do we know this whole procedure from? So the Gemara says, Amar Avshimi Bar Chia De Amar Ka. We got a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Kechol Ani Mare Otcha, or Mare Otach, what's it, the Pasuk in his proper Pasuk? Kechol Ani, Asher Ani Mare Otcha, Et Tavnit HaMishkan, Ve Tavnit Kol Kelav, Ve Chein Ta'asu. Okay? Because the question is, where do we know that we need all these things for the addition of the Mishkan, of the Mibach? Look at Rashi, the Vechein Ta'asu on Daf Tet Vav. Kriyatayin le Midrash Doros. This is a redundant part of the pasuk, and they're telling us le Dorot. We may Moshe be Melech veNavi. You see that Moshe was king and Navi. Ve'echav, v'achiv, Kohen Gadol, and his brother was the Kohen Gadol. Ve'urim v'tumim, v'shivim skadim. He had all of this, Moshe. He was the king and the Navi, right? He had all of this. Right? So he was Tasu. But v'chein Ta'asu, so the Yitur is Ledorot. That is for the Dorot as well. So when you want to do anything like this, the Kiddusha, the Kiddush of the Azar, the Kiddush of the ear, same procedure, just like Moshe did. So Gemara of Kasha, Mati Rabba. Rav is like this, but kol ha-kalim shla Moshe, Meshichatan Mekadshan. How did Moshe Mekadesh all his kalim? With Meshicha, with anointing them, with oils. Mikan ve'elach, we know, the writer tells us, that Mikan ve'elach avodatan mechan chatan. That how do you do it from now onwards? You don't do Meshicha, you don't anoint them with oils, you use them. And the actual work itself, the fact that you start the process of using the kli, that is what is that's the chinuch for the kli. Right, so it's like this. Am I? Why? If what you're telling me, Amati, right? Let's say that the same procedure should be done in the Dorot, right? What does it mean, the Dorot? Use the Meshicha, right? If that's the passage, just like you tell me there, just like Moshe did the Kiddush of the Mishkan, so too it's for the generations. Let's say the Kalim as well. Why are we saying the Kalim are different? It's the Kalim also for the generation should do the Meshicha as well, right? So the Gemara says, Sha'ani Hatam is different there with the Kalim. Why? The Amar Kra, Vayim Shechem, Vayikadesh Otam. The Pasuk there says again, Vayihi Vayom Kalot Moshe Lakim et Mishkan, et Mishkan. When he finished building the Mishkan, Vayim Shachoto, he anointed it, Vayikadesh Oto, and made it holy. Ve'et Kol Kelav, and likewise with all its Kalim, all its vessels, Ve'et Mizbeach, Ve'et Kol Kelav, Vayim Shechem, Vayikadesh. Right? So there it says, Vayim Shechem, Vayikadesh. Otam, says the Brayta, b'meshicha. Doesn't say ledorot or v'chein tasu like we saw in this pasuk. It just says there, v'yim shachem v'yekadesh otam, limited to only those. There's no ribui here. On the contrary, there's a miut. Okay, so otam b'meshicha, v'lo ledorot b'meshicha. So I'm going to say, wait a second, maybe say no. Keeping with our line of thinking that you do the same process for the generations to come with regards to the Mishkan, em otam b'meshicha. There it was Meshicha with the anointment of oil, about the Dorot for the future, or the Meshicha, or the Avodah. Maybe we can have a choice, right? Maybe it's either or. Amar Papa, Amar Kra, Papa brings the pasuk and says, Asher Yeshartu Bamba Kodesh. That pasuk, the third pasuk there, which comes from Bamidbar. V'lakhoit kol klei hasharet. Take all the vessels of the service vessels. Asher Yeshartu Bamba Kodesh, which you will use in the work of the Kodesh. So it says there, Talana Katuv Besherut. You see, how does it become clay kodesh? Asher Yeshartu. When you use them to serve, they become kadosh. We don't need the Meshicha. Right? So the Gemara says, Hashta de Katvachman Asher Yeshartu. So now that we've got Asher Yeshartu with regards to the Kalim, right? So Otam Lamali, why do I need Otam? Right? Otam was in the previous pasuk, right? Hold on, where was Otam now? Otam, sorry, you're right. Why do we, if we've got this, Otam was that second pasuk, which we saw, Vahi b'yom kalot, right? That was we said, Amakra, Vahim shechein v'yekadesh Otam. That those are with Mashiach, not the generations are with Mashiach. So Gemara says, wait a second, if we've got now Tal'ana Katuv b'sherut, right? So there we know it's b'sherut. Why do we have to have this miut over here? Vayim shachem v'yekadesh otam, only those who mekadesh. We don't need the otam to limit those. We've got the sharet for the future, right? Gemara says, na'ilo katab rachman otam. If that Torah didn't say otam on those in the Mikdash to memai to limit only those, havamina hani would have said these, who do Mashicha, or Mashicha, and the Dorot Mashicha, or Bavori. We said we need not only Mashicha, we said now, we only need Avoda. We said maybe, say, you can have a choice, Mashicha or Avoda. If we hadn't written Otam with those Kadim in the Mishkan, we would have thought that those only have to have Mashicha, but in the future you have to have Avoda and Mashicha. More demanding, Ta'akata v'chein Tasuk, it said, do like in the future, like we saw with the Mishkan. Therefore, mi'et rachmana otam, the Torah said, no, with regard to those kalim, only those have to have Mashicha, otam b'mashicha, those b'mashicha, but not in the future Mashicha, okay? So we've got the whole thing nicely ended off beautifully. Okay, now, then we carried on, and we said that you need, as part of this process of enlarging the Mishkan, or the Azara, or the city, so you have the king and the Navi and the Urim V'Tumim, and then we said also that you have the Shtei Todot. Remember that you have these two Todot, which were loaves of bread. We saw they were like a Todot, and we had seen our interesting thing, a whole lot of measures, the amounts of what was in and what they were made of, whatever. You'll see that the Todot, when you bring a Korban Todah, you actually bring a fortune. You bring basically 30 loaves of chametz. There are three different types of matzah, and one of chametz. The chametz is half the measure, so there's three times as much chametz as matzah. Well, it's equal, but so each there are 10 loaves or three different types in the chametz loaves, as we'll see this in a second, and there's matzah. And half goes to the chametz, half goes to the matzah. So you bring 40 loaves, but it's 10 loaves of matzah, of chametz, and 30 loaves of matzah, and you korban, and you limit it when you eat it. We'll see now as well. You only eat it in the day and night. I have to tell you this. The Emek Davar, the Netziv, is a beautiful thing. Man, if you remember this in Vayikra, when we discussed it, the Netziv says, why do you have so much for a korban todah? Why you bring a fortune of food to eat? Loaf, chala, kikar. Right? You bring so much. Why do you bring so much? So he says, because the whole idea of it, and you're limited in time and you can eat it. You can't eat it for 2 days and a night. It's one night and one day. So the whole idea of a Korban Todah is because a person's coming to give thanks to Hashem for something which happened to him, a miracle that happened to him. So you're forced to bring a whole lot of people with you to eat with you. You can't do it on your own. So that way you mafar same the nice. It's actually relevant because it's Chanukah, is all about Pirsu Benissa. That's how I do the Korban Torah. The Korban Torah is to the same at the nace of what happened to you, and you bring a fortune of food, and you have to eat in a limited amount of time, so you can't do it. You have to have a lot of people, bring a whole big group of people, have a big party, and go and eat your Korban Torah. So now, spelt? And you, you can't bring spelt. It's solid. I'm sorry to break it to you, David. You waited to tell my whole story to ask that question, yeah?
When you bench Gomer, I think we should also ask.
Well, that's benching Gomer. We bench Gomer today instead of bringing a Korban Todah.
You should ask why he's benching Gomer.
Oh, I see what you say. You mean to make Mefar saying the reason. So why don't you stand up and say why? Why should you have to ask? Before you bench Gomer, a guy should stand up and say, why I'm benching Gomer, shouldn't he?
Well, you bring
Todah, you bring all your friends. You told them, you said, why am I inviting you? I'm having a party because something happened to me. You tell them, you don't invite them in secret. Just don't tell anybody. Okay. So now, Gemara says, okay, we stay to the two todot. So Gemara says, Tana stay to the these stay to the she'amru belachman velo bifsaran. They are bread and not meat. Okay, don't think they're talking about meat. So Gemara says, binani meat. How do you know that? Samarav chiz da amakra, because we got a pasuk, and the pasuk says, va'amida et sarei Yehuda me'al lachoma. We put these officers of Yehuda on top of the walls. Va'amida stay todot gedolot. We give them with two big todot. V'taluchot liyamin malachoma leshar hashpot. Now walk on the right hand side to the Chashar hashpot. So So the Gemara wants to try to understand from the fact that it says todot gdolot, right? That it means bread and not meat. I mean, it's not gdolot v'taluchot. So what says my gdolot? Now, if we understand this, what does it mean gdolot? Ilema min gadol mamash. If it was read from a big min, right? A big min, like a big thing, something very big, right? Then what would we say? We'd say parim, not shtei gdolot. We'd say bring two cows or two goats or two bulls or whatever. So therefore, it can't be that. Ela gedolot b'minan. Therefore, we say no. It's not the big things, but it's when you're making things, bring the big ones. All right? Look at Rashi there. Mimin gadol basu. What is it? Gedolot b'minan. Mo'oto min shayu shevu gedolot v'lo ktanot. What you're going to bring? Bring big ones, not small ones. What is it? But if that's the case, mikach hashivuta kameshmaya. Does Hashem get excited about big and small? Right? That's an interesting Gemara there, eh? Mi ikka, is there relevance? Mi ikka chashivuta kame shmai in front of Hashem. Vatan, you haven't got a brighter that says, Ne'emar b'lot behemoth, with regards to the olot, right? They'd get burned completely. In the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Ishe reach nichoach, the fire of the korban is for the essence, for the reach nichoach, Hashem wants the smell. And then b'olot ha'of, when it comes to the bird sacrifices as well, the Torah says, Ishe reach nichoach, the same concept of the smell for Hashem. And b'mincha, when you're bringing a flower offering, not a spelt offering, it says as well, Ishe reach nichoach. So we see Hashem isn't interested in whether you're bringing a massive bull, or you're bringing a chicken, or a dove, or a pigeon, or if you're bringing a flower offering. In all the three, he calls it Yisherach Nechoach. So Hashem isn't interested in big and small. He can't impress Hashem with size. Right? So melamed shechad amar bevechad amamit, or bevad sheyehina. This is an asking. We see this today on cars. Right? Vechad amar be, one who brings a lot. Vechad amamit, one who brings a little. Or bevad, what's important? Sheyechaven ed libo la'aviv shevashamayim. What's important that you have intention that your mind and your heart is in the right place with Hashem in heaven. So therefore, what are we speaking about when it comes to Sazav? Yeah, ele gedola shebetoda. We mean the gedola shebetoda. Now look over here. Rashi, ele gedolot shebetoda. V'al korchan belechem. It must be talking about bread. V'ashmina and deshel chametz. We know it was chametz. Right? Why? Shehein gedolot shebelachmetoda. Those are the biggest of the lachmetoda. Like I explained, that with lachmetoda, half the measure goes to make up 30 loaves of matzah, of non-chametz crackers and breads, and half goes to make up the matzah one, the chametz ones. So the chametz ones are three times the size of the matzah ones, okay? So those are the bigger ones. And how do we know? We've got a Mishnah, Ditnan, HaTodah. Here comes the measure. This Todah sacrifice, HaTodah, Ba'amin Chamesh Sa'in Yerushalmiot. It was five Sa'in, which is about 86 eggs, I think. Mm-hmm. I think that's the measure. We've seen this before. Somebody can please check up. I've got a thing. There's a list of measures. Anybody got a measure thing? Maybe it's in the Gemara. I'm not sure. Maybe it's even here. Right? It says five, which is six midbariot. Remember in the midbar they added. Remember that? In the midbar they made the sale bigger than the Yerushalmi. Okay? Shein shtei efot, which is two efot. V'haifa shalosh sa'in. And efa is shalosh sa'in. So it's six sa'inya of the midbariot, right? Two efot. Right, Esrim Isaron, and an Isaron, and how do you know Isaron? Rashi brings here from the Omer, which tells us the size of Isaron. Right, so now Asara lechametz v'Asara lematzah. You got Esrim Isaron, 20 Isaron, Asara garuchometz, and Asara to matzah. See that? It's a half. Where matzah shlosha amidin, and the matzah gets split up into three different types. Right, look at Rashi there quickly. Asara lechametz v'Asara lematzah. V'matzah shlosha minin. Look at the third wide lines of Rashi at the bottom. V'matzah shlosha minin. K'le parishna v'yafin hata mikra. She'esh b'cho min eser chalot. There are 10 loaves in each one. Al mechalot ha'chametz k'lot k'shlosh p'shel matzah. Therefore, he says the matzah is three, and the chametz is three times the size. Right? Does Rashi not bring you the Rikai? Go back to the previous Rashi. Asra lechametz asra. Yalit mikra ma'asechet minachot. Mikriv al zivach tura. Chalot matzot p'lo p'shemen. You bring matzahs, which are dipped in oil. Arei min echad. That's one type. Urekikei matzot b'shchim ha'shemen. And these are like the wafers. Right? Remember the rekikei are like the crispy wafers. Also, m'shchim ha'shemen, which got shemen on them. Arei shnei minin shel matzah. And then solet murvechet chalot b'lo p'shemen. These are like the deep fried ones. Remember, you like they dip them in water, heat them in water. It's like a bagel in a sufganiyah. Because they like put them in water first and like sizzle them with water. and then they put them into oil and fry them and they bake them like a American bagel type style. Chalot b'chalot b'shemen. Harei shlosha minin shel matzah. There are three types of matzahs. Uchtiv b'tray al chalot lechem chametz yakriv. Then it says as well, you're bringing on lechem chametz. So you got three types of matzah. They're not lechem. Ukeneged matzah haba chametz. She'esod b'min al-chametz. Keneged shlosha minin shel matzah. So you got one, two, three. Okay, so that's the idea of the Todah. Matzah shlosha minin. Chalot rekikin u'revucha. Those are the three types of the matzahs. Chalot rekikin and merevucha. So now, at the moment, what are we doing? We're saying that these todot that we bring to enlarge the Mikdash or the Yerushalayim is what? What's it made of? Chometz. Because we want the bigger ones. Remember, the matzahs are the 3 or 30, and then the chometz is the big one, and it's 3 times the size of the matzah. So we want the chometz.
The lot.
Remember the big ones. Okay. Right. So Amar Rav said, now we've got a problem. Amar Rabbi Bar Chama. He says, "Ein ha'azara mitkadeshet ela b'sharei mincha." He says, "No, you're telling me you use todot. I'm telling you, no. What do you really use to enlarge this? You use the sharei mincha. When you bring the korban mincha, remember the korban mincha is a flower offering. What is the korban mincha? You bring this isaron, right? This big measure." And then it's got a bit of oil. The Kohen does the kemitzah, remember? He sticks his hand in and he takes like a measure like that, or like that. We wasn't sure how it is. Something like that, like 2 fingers full or 3 fingers, I think that could be right. Like that. And that goes to the Mizbeach, and he throws the Mizbeach, and that's the Haktarah. He does Ketoret of that. And what happens to the rest of it? The Kohen eats it. Right? So that's called the Shairei Mincha. The leftovers of the Mincha is what the Kohen eats. So it says to us over here, Rabbi Chama, that ain't Azra Mikdash, it's a Sharei Mincha. And he says, my time, huh? He says, because it's the same as Yerushalayim. Because what do we see in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah, if you go back to quickly our Mishnah says over here on Daf Yud Gan Amud Aleph, it says, Echad ha-nichnas la-azara, va-nichnas ha-nichnas le-tofet, tosefet azara. And then we said, right, that she'ein mosifin al ha'ir. You don't enlarge the borders of the city. V'al ha'azarot, all the borders of the azarot in the Beit HaMikdash, without this whole process. So he's telling us the process is the same for the city, enlarging the city and enlarging the azara. We've been discussing up until now the enlarging just of the azara, because we should in the azara, because that's where you get the tumah, right? Mm-hmm. Remember, don't forget, we're discussing Yediyah and He'alem and Ne'alam and Yediyah in the Mikdash. But he says, no, Shami, we've got to compare this to the enlargement of the city, because the Mishnah speaks about both of them. Right, my Yerushalayim. What is Yerushalayim? What do we use when we do this process, this ceremony? Davar ha'ne'echal ba mekacha. Something which we eat in Yerushalayim. Now Yerushalayim is outside the Azara. The stuff that's the Kodesh HaKodashim, you can't eat outside the Azara. You can't eat in Yerushalayim. The Shirei Mincha, like a Korban Pesach, for example, or the Shlamim, etc., you can eat in Yerushalayim. So we want something that can be eaten in the Yerushalayim. You can't eat the Todot, this Korban Todah, in Yerushalayim. You ain't in the Azara. In Azara, Bichlal, you can't take it outside the Azara. So if you want to tell me that you've got to use the same process as you can for the city, it's going to say, you can be eaten in the city. You can't eat the Todot in the city. You only eat the Todot in the Azara. Therefore, it says, use the Shiraim, now you can eat in the city. Right, af azara davar hanechal ba mekadsha. So the Gemara says, okay, atu lachmei todah. He says, now you're a kashya. Because what? These lachmei todah, ba azara milo mitachlei. They eat it in the azara. What's your problem? You tell me that the city and the azara are the same. So when I sanctify the city, I must use something that I can eat in the city. When I sanctify the azara, I must use something that I can sanctify in the azara. So what's your problem? I can use the todah in the azara and I'll use shiraim in the city. Right, that's his question. You got it?
Why can't you use Todah in Jerusalem?
Because you can't eat the Todah outside the cities.
That's not what the notes are saying.
Well, I'm not reading the notes. I'm reading the Gemara.
References Rashi.
Look at Rashi, yeah.
Todah may be eaten throughout Jerusalem, but is invalidated by being taken out of the city.
Well, you haven't made, but the city isn't Kadosh yet. You're going to take the Todah outside now to sanctify the city, but the city isn't a sanctified city yet. Okay. When you do the process of sanctifying the city, you're going to an area which isn't sanctified yet. You can't take the Todah there.
Right, okay.
You see,
that makes sense.
I'm not reading the Rashi, then. That's my problem here, right? If we're I'm jumping the gun because the Rashi would hold us back. Okay. I'm going a little bit too far, and I'm going to probably be sorry about this. Anyhow, you want to see Rashi quickly? Let's look at Rashi quickly. No, but I want to see Rashi. Look at Yishrei Mincha. Bechalot shel Shirei Mincha nechalim lakohanim. Behai kiddush denechemia ve'ezra bekiddush ha'ir kativ. Aval azara sheisifo leh mekivim ota b'sharei mincha. Okay, so at tulach bayt ra ba'ajah midrach, it's worse like it's what we can't eat the lach bayt today in the azara. Im ratzu kohanim lecho bekotchim. Mimakav, who's stopping them? Now Rashi says as follows. B'mincha kativ b'chatzer or al-mu'ed. Maybe I had it the other way around. Maybe I got mixed up with the toda and the mincha. Maybe the mincha you can only eat inside. One second, let's see Rashi here. B'mincha kativ b'chatzer or al-mu'ed yochluha. Vim ya other way around. Sorry. I mixed up. Sorry, that was my problem. Yeah, look at Rashi. Vechatzer or moed yochlua the mincha. You have to eat in the chatzer. Vim yatsa lechutz nifsel. Take it outside the nifsel. Vetoda velachma nechrim mecholair. I got confused the other way. That was a good answer to a question which I thought I had to ask, but I don't have to actually answer the question anymore, right? So I don't need that answer, but it was a good answer. I'm not making up the answer, by the way. You'll see in the Gemara later on that concept arises. That's why I just made the connection. You'll see just now, right? So the Gemara, the Rashi says, "Betoda v'lachma nechanim b'chol ha'ir." The Torah you eat in the whole city. Ve'im yatzu chutz lachoma nifsayin. They outside the walls of the city, they become nifsa. Hilchach. Therefore, says Rashi, Yerushalayim nitgatsha b'lachmei toda. Yerushalayim is with lachmei toda because you eat lachmei toda in the whole city. Shenechalin ba. Ve'im yatzu nifsayin. You take that, they get pasu. Va'azara and azara nitgatsha b'shem mincha. You have to have the shem mincha in azara. Thank you for looking at the notes, right? Shenechalin ba. Ve'im yatzu yemena nifsalin. So now, let's go back now with that in mind to the Gemara. So let's go back to the Gemara. We had here Ami, right? Amar of Ami Brachama. Ein Azra Mikdash Ela B'Sharei Mincha. So why, what's the reason? He says, why? He says, because it means to be Yerushalayim. And what's Yerushalayim? Davar HaNechal Ba Mekatsha Af Azara Davar HaNechal Ba Mekatsha. That's what he says. He says, therefore, you can use the Todah in Yerushalayim because you can eat the Todah in the whole of Yerushalayim. Just like the Todah makes Yerushalayim sanctified because you can eat the Todah in Yerushalayim, you have to have Shirayim in the Azara because that's what you can only eat in the Azara. Okay, I reversed what I said, right, the other way around. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. But why are you telling me that I have to use Shirayim in the Azara? I can understand why you're telling me I have to use the Todah in the ear because I can't use Shirayim in the ear, I can use as a Todah in the ear. But Todah is a limitation on going out of Yerushalayim. There's no limitation on eating it inside the Azara. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. The Shirayim is more Kadosh than the Todah. So why you? I can use, right? That's his. So I can use the. I can't use the Shirayim in the ear, but the Todah I can use in both. So why are you telling me I have to use Shirayim? Just like Yerushalayim is like Todah. I can eat Yerushalayim in the Todah in Yerushalayim and the Azara. Let me use the Todah as well in the Azara. That's the question. Okay, now we've got it right. Right, that's Atu Dachman Rabbi. The word says, no. Ela ke Yerushalayim. No. He says it has to be exactly like Yerushalayim. My Yerushalayim, davar ha-ne'echal ba, ve'yotzei mimena nifsal. Just like when you expand in the city of Jerusalem, you have to use something which you can eat there, but if you take it out of there, it becomes pasul. So, two, afazara, we want in the azara as well. Hadavar hanechal ba, you have to have something which you can only eat in the azara. Vayotamimena nifsal, and what is that? Amen. That is the shirayim. That is Rab Ami's whole vort, his malachia, on why he demands shirayim in the azara, where he doesn't mind todah in the city. That should be clear now, right? Clear. The Gemara says, Na'im ma'ala halan. Right, he says, okay, wait a second. He says, now if that's the case, now you're telling me, right, that what are we going to eat in the city? The Todah. It's the big Todah, right? And what we said, what was the big Todah?
Chametz.
So, ma'ala halan, chametz. If you're going to tell me there has to be an absolute parallel between the city of Jerusalem, when you're expanding it, and the Azara, has to be something which is Nechalin Bo V'yotzim Nifsalin, then let's go all the way and say the same thing. What are you going to use there? The Todah is Chametz, right? Afkan, you must use chametz. Then use chametz. Now the mincha wasn't chametz. Most of the korbanot were not chametz. Right? Most of the korbanot were not chametz. The todah was one of the exceptions. That's one of the reasons, I think, I don't know how I have to say proof of this, but I think that we don't say the mizmor l'todah on Erev Pesach. That's the reason. Because it's a korban with chometz. Okay, so you don't say it. So it ties up nicely. Right? Afkan azara chametz. The Gemara says, right? And then so he says, wait a second. And then you can't bring the mincha. Because the mincha is on chometz. And the shiraim of mincha on chometz. So he says, wait, v'tizbera, what? Like this v'tizbera, like almost, like what are you talking about? Minchat chametz mi'ika. There isn't such a thing as a minchat chametz. Look at Rashi there. V'tizbera mincha mi'ika v'logat. Look at the second line of Rashi there. V'tizbera. Shinuyahi. L'mayim ad'al kochach b'matze nitkatsha. De chametz b'shay mincha lo mishkachat la. There isn't such a thing as a mincha of chometz. Right? Ha'kativ. Kol ha'mincha she'tekivu l'Hashem lo te'afeh chametz. Rashi brings the pasuk. Right? Now the Gemara says that. So now you might say, okay, you know what? So you're right. Pass me the water, please, Ellen. Maybe you're right that there isn't chometz in the mincha itself, but that's only up until the time that the Kohen takes his chametz out. Right? Once the Kohen's taken out his chometz and he's thrown it on the Mizbayach, now what do we care? He says, V'chi taima demach mitzlu l'shirayim u'mekadesh bahu. So maybe look at Rashi, lo kapit kra ela akodim chametz. That's what Rashi says. Only till before the kmitzah we worried about it. Shlo yaktir komets mechametz the mizbeach. And you can't run the mizbeach. Right? It says, kol so v'chol dvash lo taktiru. The pasuk says that you can't taktiru. You can't burn on the mizbeach chametz. But maybe you can make it chometz afterwards for this ta'alich, this process of kiddush azara. Right? V'akativ lo tafeh chametz chilkam. Right? The pasuk says you can't do it either. Why? Because the pasuk says, "Lo tafeh chametz chelkam." But Amar Yesh Lakish, "Afilu chelkam lo tafeh chametz." Even a little bit makes no difference. You can never ever make the mincha into chametz. So Gemara says, "Alam lo? Why not? Efshar the mekadesh b'shtei alechem ba'atzeret." You're telling me that we can't use any chametz. I'll give you another example now of when there is chametz in the Beit HaMikdash on atzeret, the shtei alechem, the two loaves for Shavuot. Right, then we bring those two doves. Those are made of chometz. Right, so why don't we use those? So the Gemara says, no, mishum delo efshar, it isn't possible. Right, why isn't it possible? It says, hey, chinavid, how would you think you'd do this? How would you use the two loaves of Shavuot? Now the Gemara's going to go along and give us five attempts at explaining how we could use the loaves of Shavuot. We're trying to find a way to use chometz. Because they have to be the big ones. And we have to have the same parallel to the city and to the Azara. So if we got chometz, we realize that the mincha we can't use because it's an issur. So now we've got another korban which comes into the azara, which is chometz, and let's see if we can use that as in our process. So the Gemara now gives five. Hey chinavid, how would you use this? Your great idea here of the loaves of Atzeret. How would you do it? So he says nivne mi etmo v'nigdashay mi etmo. So you know what we do? We enlarge. We build. Right, we're expanding now the borders of the Azara. We'd build everything yesterday, Erev Shavuot. And then we'd quickly do the Kiddush with the loaves for Shavuot before Yontif actually happens. Right? Look at Rashi there, mi etmo, mi Erev Yontif. The Gemara says, how can that be? Can't do that. It says, Shtei Halechem. When do the Shtei Halechem get their Kiddusha of Shtei Halechem? B'shchitat kvasimu dekachay. It's when we have the shchita of the keves. And when is that? On Yontif itself. So before Yontif, those chalot are just stam loaves of bread. They haven't got their kedusha yet. So the girl goes, okay, nivne mi etmo, let's build, do the building yesterday. V'nik t'shei ha'idne, and today on Yontif, we'll do that whole ceremony. So the girl says, it also can't work. Why? Because ba'inan kiddush b'shata binyan. You have to have the kiddush at the time that you built. So if you built today, obviously not on the moment, but it probably means like very as soon as you finished. Right? So you can't finish today and leave the kiddush over till tomorrow. You have to do the kiddush as soon as you finish. So we say, okay, nivne b'yomtov. Let's do the last building stuff on Yontif. Right? See, Rashi says, you gemor et abinyan b'yom tov, right? Finish it on Yom Tov. V'nak deshay b'yom tov, and do it on Yom Tov, then we got no problem. The Gemara says, can't do it. Why? Ein binyan mikdash doche Yom Tov. You can't build the mikdash on Yom Tov. Can't happen. So the Gemara says, okay. So nishveke levatar hachi, v'nivne v'nigdashay. So look at it. So look at Rashi there. Nishveke lelechem. We'll leave the bread over until tomorrow. We've got the bread, right? Ad lemachar, says Rashi. V'nivne lemachar is lemachar. And then tomorrow, now the bread will become kadosh, because when did it become kadosh? At the Shechitat Keves, which was yesterday morning. So the bread's kadosh. Now we wait till tomorrow, Shavuot, and the next day Shavuot, and we do the process, right? So the Gemara said like this. Nishmakadabah said, no, can't be. Why? If Selele Belina, these lechamim, right? These two loaves of atzeret have to be eaten on Shavuot. If you do them over the night, there's lina, the night over, makes them possible.
If you have leftover things, you haven't used them, you can use them for any purpose?
Not for any purpose. Didn't we say that you use them for the kites of the Mizbayach? Wasn't it that you bought them as the Mizbayach? And that was the tzitz was mechaper?
It's when we had the different, you know, whether it's Rosh. If you lose like the animals, the right.
Then we brought them as an olah. We said, remember, in the end, that was the whole conclusion. In the end, we used them as an olah, and that was Rabbi Shimon, I think, wasn't it? Where we said over there, we used them for the kites on Mizbeach. Was that was the at the end of the day? The question was. Was it before the Sugya of Kites?
Whatever, okay.
Right, now, so the question was, we said that that was the whole Chiddush there of Rabbi Shimon, I think, who said that you can do Pidyon with Tamim, right? There was a Machlok. Rabbi Yudah said you've got to get a Mum. Not too much. They've got to put them out. Right, and that was Ein Beitin Matna Alehem. Right, which what? Lev Beitin, and he never had Lev Beitin. Remember, so we said that Lev Beitin said that you could use it for anything else, but then you couldn't use it for anything. You just brought them for another korban, but you still couldn't use it for your own purposes. You couldn't do anything with it. It became another korban. But yeah, but once something became a korban, once it was sacked, there's a difference though. Because that is for an animal who you hadn't yet brought onto the Mizbeach, right? But once the animal was sacrificed on the Mizbeach, so then the clock started ticking of by what stage you had to have eaten the meat. If it's a Korban Chatat, or a different Korban, you had 2 days and one night, or one day, and like we saw here, for example, the Korban Todah. So the Kikar, the Lechamim of Shavuot, they have a Pasul Belina. They have to be used on that day. That's what he's saying over here. Right? So he says over here, you can't do that because if Labelina. So the Gemara's last thing is, okay. So Nivnei Mimale Yoma. You know what? We'll build this story, Erev Yontif, V'nishar Be Purta. And we'll leave a little bit. Leave a little bit of like the last brick. Okay? The last brick or the mezuzah, I don't know. Right? The Ad De Kaddish Yoma. La'altar Nigbre V'nigdeshe. And then we'll wait until the Kaddish Yom. Look at Rashi over here. Le Motzei Yom Tov. Right? So we've done it Erev Yom Tov. And we've left a little bit. And then Motzei Yom Tov. Mishetech Shach Miyad Nigmer Lahu Purta V'Nigdashay. So we do most of the work Erev Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, we leave it. One little brick. Mamash, just before Erev Yom Tov. We drop that last brick on it. And now we've still got the Korban and we can use the Korban. The Gemara says, one work. Ain't binyan bara migdash balayla. You can't build the Mishnah at night. Right? Tamar Abaya says, you know, ain't binyan bara migdash balayla. How do you call bara migdash at night? Shneimar v'yom hakim et ha-mishkan. It says in the day. Right? V'yom mekimo balayla ain't mekimo. So now the Gemara sums it all up. It says, hilchach lo efshar. You can't do it. So basically, we can't bring we can't have the shiraim because it has to be a todah because the shiraim is matzah and we need chometz. So this whole idea of Ami that you do the shiraim, right? The shiraim mincha doesn't work because we need the bigger ones. The bigger ones is chometz. Therefore, we have to have chometz. You have to have the todah. So the whole limud of the city and the azara being exactly the same. What is halacha, by the way? Just interesting. What is halacha there? Anybody? Aloha? Okay, let's just, while you're looking, carry on. Akub Bashir. The next thing we said we had to have was Shir. So we had to have Kohen, we had to have King, King, Navi, Urim V'Tumim, rather Sanhedrin, and we had to have the two Todot, and we had to have Shir. Remember, we had Shir, all the music instruments, like, almost like a Shir. Tarabanan, Shir Shel Todah, the Shir of the Todah was with the Kinorot, with the Nevalim, with the Tzaltzalim, what's that like with the Kinor, all the different flutes and trumpets and the whole story. I'll call Pinah, Pinah, in every corner. I'll call Evin, Durab, Shubhisham, on every big stone. In other words, really a proper carnival, right? Carnival. Vomer, and these, look at these psukim. We say, Arumim Hashem ki diritani, because you lifted me up. We praise Hashem. Veshir shel pegaim. Veyashomim shir shel negaim. Look at Rashi, yeah. Shir shel pegaim. Shir shel pegaim, says Rashi, Yoshev veset leyon. Ulefisham ru Moshe, bakabat mishkan, nichtiv, evarechotam Moshe, uma birchan, yihir atzon, shetishre, shchina, bemaasei yidechem. Veinam Hashem lo ken, velenu, vachite betruat kohanim. All process, all those psukim were said in the Mishkan. It's one of the 11 Mizmorim. Shamar Moshe b'Sefer Tehilim. Sefer Tehilim is one of the 11 that are written by Moshe Rabbeinu, right? The mitfilah le Moshe ad sof Mizmor le Todah. So Mizmor le Todah, which is the Mizmor which we spoke about, which you say in the morning, that is one of the Tehilim that was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, not by David HaMelech.
So it was the Levim that were singing and playing.
And it must be in the Levim. I'm assuming they're the ones that sang, right? But probably the whole nation would join in, right? So then we've got Shir shel pegaim. Look at Rashi there. Mezikin shepogim bivnei adam lazik. And veyashomim shir shel negaim. On one of the plagues. Now it was in madam and negaim. I just said tichtiv v'nega lo yikra bolecha. Why do we say the shir of negaim? Then a nega, no blemish will come into your tent. Umana pegaim. This is pegaim, right? Which is like a pegaim or mezikin, says Rashi, right? That pogin bivnei adam, right? These are like evil things. Tichtiv yipo mitzidcha elef. Right, look at the pasuk there. Yipo mitzidcha elef urevavah mimnecha, and 10,000 on your left, on your right. Right. So in other words, basically all these mezikin would fall down in front of Hashem. Yipo mitzidcha elef v'omer yoshev v'set elyon, and we say that whole tefillah. Right. But tzoshay plonan ad ki ata Hashem machasi. Right. Then the gota gra takes out elyon samtem mimnecha. It knocks it out. וחוזר ואומר מזמור דוד בברכו מפני אבשלום בנו מצעדת השם מרבו צרי עד לשם ישוע למחר ברכתך סלט. So it's a whole tekes, yeah, of all these tehillim which we would say. Now on this, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi אמר להו להני קרא וגנאי. So he says he would say these psukim, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and they would protect him. Look at Rashi, the Lahani Krai, the very wide lines of Rashi. Shir shel pegaim, that we just read now, right, about this mezikim, about these evil damage things that cause damage to you. V'gane, keshu holech lishon balayla. So at Kriya Shema Lamita, he'd say all these psukim to protect him. Look at the Gemara's question. So Gemara says, wait a second. V'ham Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi himself, right, the same Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi himself said, asur leitrapot b'divrei Torah, you can't use Torah, right, as medicine.
What does that mean?
You can't fix yourself by making same psukim. You can't use the Torah to fix you. And the assumption over here is that protecting yourself from a zikin is like fixing you. When we learned this before, brothers, you'll see in a second. Yeah. Right? What? We learned this before. We'll see in a second now. Right? This is a second now. Right? In fact, that better there, Sanhedrin. You'll see now in a second. It'll become very familiar to you now. But the Kiyamar Asur. But the Gemara said, what do you mean, why? When he said Asur, he's about Asur de Kamaka, when you've got like a saw on you. Right? Idi Kamaka Asur Vetulot. So what do you mean? What do you think? Only if you've got a saw and not anything else? No. Remember this is going to Sanhedrin. Anybody who says like enchantments, whispers, chantings on a saw on his body, on that we learned. When is that? No. So that's what we're saying. No, it's not completely on anything. It's limited to berokek, when you put like spit on it. If you say maskirin shem shamayim ala rukika, you don't put like spit onto your saw and then say shem shamayim, because that looks more like avodah zorah, etc. Not okay. Now we go back to our story. Beitin malachin ushtei todot acherehen. Now we got the beitin are walking, and they've got these two todot, and the Mishnah says acherehen, after them. The Gemara says like this, Lemaimra, the Beitin Kame Torazle. Does it make sense? It appears here from what you're saying that the Beitin walk And the Todah, the Korbanot, are after them, behind them. V'hakatim, we haven't got a pasuk that tells us, V'yelech acharehem Hoshaya v'chatzis harei Yehuda, that Hoshaya, here in this case over here, the Torah there, in Nehemiah, in Ezra Nehemiah, when they did the Kiddush of Yerushalayim, that Hoshaya v'chatzis harei Yehuda walked after them, and after them he is referring to the Korbanot, the Todah. Right, so the Gemara says, this is how you have to understand. Hachi ka'amar. Beitin ma'achin, u'shedut ma'achot. Doesn't mean the day ma'achot acharein. It says like this. Beitin walk, and the two told korbanot walk. That was the people, someone's carrying these kikar, these breads. U'beitin achareihim. And the Beitin is actually after them. So the Gemara says, ketzad ma'alechit. How's this procedure? What's this procedure? Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shimon Barebi. There are two opinions. Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shimon Barebi. Rabbi Yehuda's son. Chad amar zo keneged zo. They're working like next to them, parallel, right? Two next to each other. V'chad amar zo achar zo, one behind the other. So now we've got a question. Go back a second to Amud Bet of Yudalad. Yudalad Amud Bet, right? We said there, Hapnimit ne'echelet. Remember, there are two of them. The inside one, Hapnimit, is eaten. V'achitzona ne'shefet. And the outer one is burnt. Right? So now we've got a question. Which is the pinimit and which is the chitzonit? If they're walking like this, two together next to each other, or one behind each other, which is the pinim, which is the chichutz? That's a gross question. So the one who said, we don't know who's who though, but the one who said they walk next to each other, he would tell you, ha-pnimit, which is the pnimit, hach de mikar v'lechoma. They're walking along the walls that they've just, right? So the one inside, the inner one, closest to the wall, that's the pnimit. And mind amar zo achar zo, right? And the one that's, they walk one behind the other, ha-pnimit, the inside one is hach de mikar v'lebeitin. Remember, there's beitin, walks behind the korban. Right, so the Beit Din would be the one closer to the Beit, to the Korban. He's walking in front, then the one behind him, and then Beit Din, the Pnimit, the internal, would be the one closest to Beit Din. Right, that's the order over there. So the Mishnah now says this far, but wait a second. We said, the inside one is eaten, and the outer one is burned. The one who says they walk one after the other. So am tulahachi pnimit nechel. We understand now why the pnimit, the one, in other words, not the leading one, the second one, we understand why that gets eaten. Look here, Rob, understand why now. This is where my answer came from about the thing, right? Nechel it. Mishum de atya chitzona kama. When it's walking, what's this procedure doing? This procedure is making a certain amount of area kadosh, right? Now, the leading one leave, so to speak, the area that was mitkadesh on behalf of the whole procedure before that part of the area becomes kadosh. Because it only becomes kadosh when everybody walks through it, right? And the one lechem goes first. You with me? You with me? Look here. So he says, Bishlom, now we understand why we say the penimit necheret when they're walking one behind the other. Mishum da'atiya chitzona kama v'kitshela. Look at Rashi. After Rashi, yeah. V'kitshela, rishona kitshaita makom. The first one comes and makes a makom kadosh. U'keshenichnasa achrona l'sham. And when the second one behind it enters that space, lo nifsele b'yotzei. It isn't becoming pasul with leaving, because it isn't leaving, right? Shelo avrab makom chol el makom mekudash. The first one, imagine they're walking like this, right? This arrives here, and now it makes this place kadosh. When he moves on and the second one arrives, it arrives to a place kadosh. But the first one is now in a place which is not kadosh yet. Only when he gets there, so the second one is always the safer one. So the first one is the one you can't eat. Because it's nifsal, that's why you're going to burn. That's why the pnimit you eat, according to the one after the other. Makes sense, right? Yep. Sort of. Right? But the ones that are walking two together, why do you dafka burn the inside and not the why? How do you know which is which? They're both doing the same thing at the same time. They're both entering the space and leaving the space. Are they both kadosh? Eat them both. Or they both have been nifsal because they've left the kadosh. Burn them both. So Netabek says the Gemara, if that's the case, the man damar zoachazu, chadim mikdasha. If according to you, he says, if that's your rationale, then according to the one who says zoachazu, so chadim mikdasha. Has any of them become kadosh? Hakoshelo nasait bechol elutna. And the Mishnah says you have to have the whole process. So according to you, none of them have become kadosh. Why? Because as the one comes and the one goes, this one hasn't got yet till the Beit Din and the Levim and the Melech and the Sanhedrin. All got to get through the whole procedure. So none of them ever got kadosh, if you want to use that sort of thinking. Sorry, Mati, right? Yeah. So he says, and even the Shitta that says you don't need, right, that you don't, we haven't learned this yet, this is in tomorrow's daf. Remember, we said that I discussed with Rav Shir last night. There's a machloket whether you have to have all these conditions or any one of them. I need one of them, either kohen or whatever the case is. Hani tarvayu. No one will disagree that these two chalot chad a mitzvah. It's one mitzvah that can't be that you might not need a kohen and a king. And the Urim V'Tumim and the Sanhedrin, but you definitely can't say you only have to have one chala. Everyone agrees the two chalot go together, right? El Amrav Yochanan, Al Pi Navi Nechelet. You're right. The Gemara accepts this and says the Navi decides which one you eat. Al Pi Navi Nishrefet. Look at Rashi. Chagai Zechariah Melachi. Ayu Sham. They were there with Ezra. Al Pihem Beruach Hakodesh Asu. The Ain Taam V'Davar. There's no reason.